Welcome to the Kingdom Voice radio broadcast with Dr. Dana Carson, America's Kingdom theologian and scholar. Dr. Carson is the apostle of the Reflections of Christ's Kingdom World Outreach International, also known as The Rock. Coming up next on the Kingdom Voice.
When your relationship with God is off, your relationship with man and self is off. If you don't maintain your, see, that wasn't because of the relationship of Lucifer and the angels. That was the result of Lucifer's relationship with God. He no longer respected who God was.
We pray you're blessed by today's Kingdom message entitled, How to Have an Airtight Relationship with God and Man. Coming from Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40.
Now, I want you to remember these four terms because you cannot have a healthy relationship from a kingdom or a biblical perspective without these four terms. Everybody, amen. Repeat after me. Roles, responsibilities, respect, and relatability. And relatability, more plainly said, is communication and connection. The framework of healthy relationships are roles, responsibilities, respect, and relatability. In order to have a healthy relationship in general, it involves identifying who's who and then what is their role and responsibility. Now, you cannot have a healthy relationship without determining what your role is in the relationship and what the other person's role is in the relationship. And then from the roles, you then get the responsibilities. And because you define roles, then the word respect is important because there are boundaries based on roles and responsibilities. And so then responsibilities are associated or connected with roles, such as father, mother, brother, husband, wife, fiance, teacher, student, master, servant, leader, follower, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, God. So, you have to identify what is your role. And your role then will dictate to you what your responsibilities are. And then respect will insist that you respect or you have parameters and boundaries that acknowledge other people's roles and their responsibilities. You cannot function in a healthy relationship without defining who you are and what your role is. Now, without the foundation of role, identity is missing and confusion is birthed. You know, we say, hey, let's throw a party. Everybody say, yeah, I like parties. Partying is fun. It's going to be great. Let's throw it on this coming Friday. Oh, Friday. Thank God for Friday. Now, you stop right there and wait for Friday. See what kind of party you're going to have. You've got to define roles, responsibilities. Then people have to respect the roles of people. So who's going to prepare the guest list? Who's going to prepare the food, the menu? Who's going to be in charge of the music? Who's going to be in charge of this, that, and the other? And if you don't have assigned roles, then you don't have embraceable responsibilities, and if you don't have embraceable responsibilities, there is going to be the lack of respect for operations, because there are no roles which dictates responsibility, and thus there is no relatability. Because you don't know how to talk to, it does no good to you to talk to the person that's over the guest list about the menu. Because that's not what they do. So why are you talking to them about the menu, and then all they going to say then is, yeah, and I'm going to invite five more people. Healthy relationships are important. If you don't have them, then confusion is birthed. Roles equals responsibility and respect is necessary to create boundaries based upon roles. Relationship, healthy relationships have this foundational triad in which relatability becomes the glue that bonds the relationship together based upon proper communication. But if you don't have roles, you don't have responsibilities. You don't have roles and responsibilities, you're not going to have respect. And if you don't have respect, you're not going to have the ability to communicate relatability. So, Dr. Carson, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say that the foundation of relationships are order, and when things are out of order, chaos sets in, which is the substratum of a fallen creation. The Bible begins by presenting the relationship paradigm, which includes roles, responsibilities, respect, and relatability. When you look into the depths of the scriptures, it talks even about the relationship between God and his angels. And even among his angelic host and beings, there is order. So therefore, you have the archangels, you have cherubims and seraphims, you have different rankings of angels because there is order. And because of order, so that means then their roles. Each of the angels and the categories and the classification of angels, they had roles. And based on those roles, they had responsibilities. And based on those responsibilities, they then had to have respect. And so their first obligation was to respect the role of God. So that was the first. And so we see in Isaiah, the angels are flying around the throne of God. And it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up, sitting on the throne. And it said that there were seraphims, burning ones, angels, a classification of angels. And they had six wings. And with two wings, they covered their eyes, respect, reverence. With two wings, they covered their feet, humility. They understood their roles. And then with two wings, they did fly. So they understood their responsibilities. And so they reflected God, though. So there, in order for them to do what an angel does, they had to first respect who God was. And if they couldn't respect who God was, they could not do what angels do. Y'all don't like me now. We see the antithesis of that happening when the Bible tells us that when God's first level of created beings under the stewardship of Lucifer, day star, morning star, who was cast down to the ground and he became Satan. But before he became Satan, he was one of the highest ranking angels. And his angelic position and authority was all based upon his relationship with God. The Bible says he walked in the very stone rooms of God, which meant he had proximity and access to God more than most. And the Bible says, but because of his access, because of his proximity, he got lifted up in pride. See, because he didn't understand relationship. See, relationship was giving him certain privileges. Relationship was providing him certain opportunities. And he eventually thought that he earned those opportunities and access, and he then lost a handle on his relationship. And so he no longer wanted to respect the role of God, and he then said to himself in his prideful state now, because all that God had given him in giving him a platform and giving him access to authority and giving him access to all the other angels, rather than taking his influence and helping to build better relationships with God, what he did was he took his influence and he swayed one third of the created being away from God and God's relationship. Now, I want you to hear me. He said to himself, I will rise up and be like the Most High. I don't need him to be over me. And of course, Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. So that was a lie. Which meant when your relationship with God is off, your relationship with man and self is off. If you don't maintain your, see, that wasn't because of the relationship of Lucifer and the angels. That was the result of Lucifer's relationship with God. He no longer respected who God was.
You have just experienced the dynamic preaching and teaching ministry of Apostle Dr. Dana Carson. If you enjoyed this message and want to hear it in its entirety, call us right now to order your copy today. Call us at 281-824-4190. That's 281-824-4190. Or go online to drdanacarson.com. That's drdanacarson.com. We thank you for investing your time and attention into the Kingdom teaching of Dr. Dana Carson. For more information about the Kingdom Voice and additional Kingdom resources, visit our website at drdanacarson.org. That's drdanacarson.org.